Derry City booked their place in the second round of the FA Cup thanks to a dramatic 4-2 penalty shootout win over nine men Drogheda United at Head in the Game Park. The home side, who took the lead just before the interval thanks to Denny Cahran's close range strike, had two men dismissed and manager Tim Clancy before Daniel Lafferty had levelled things deep into stoppage time to take the game into extra time and finally into the shootout. As for the 90 minutes, City had two penalties, one missed by Junior, his side-footed effort coming back off the post after James Akintunde had seen his close-range effort blocked, handled on the line by Dean Massey. Rightfully, referee Paul McLaughlin dismissed him. Then in the closing stages, the 10 men who were holding on to their 1-0 advantage had strong claims for a penalty themselves when skipper James Brown was brought down inside the box. He thought he was brought down. Referee Paul McLaughlin didn't. He awarded Derry City a free kick and booked the Drogheda skipper for simulation. And he picked up his second yellow card, followed by a red. And the home side were down to 9 men, which infuriated boss Tim Clancy, who then took his protest too far and also was dismissed. Then, just as the game looked to be going the way of the home side, Derry was awarded a second penalty. This time, Junior was brought down in the box after centre-back Killian Phillips ran into him and brought him down. This time, Danny Lafferty stepped up and slotted home the penalty, taking the game into extra time. Neither side created much, although it was the visitors who was piling on the pressure, trying to get a winner. And it went all the way to penalties with young Nathan Gyartside in the Derry goal, making two big saves. Then it was youngster Evan McLaughlin to slot home the winning spot kick to make it Derry City 4, Drogheda United 2, and Derry progressed to the second round.